Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the XS17 Auto Stroker 9 Sucking Rotating Thrusting Deep Insertion by X Space Cup. So, all right, X Space Cup is one of the newer sponsors. They make really high quality toys. So this toy is something I haven't reviewed before. It's very interesting. It is a spinning robot pussy that has suction. And it's not like gentle suction either. Now, what makes this interesting, I've reviewed a lot of toys that, you know, they thrust, they vibrate, they spin. Well, they don't spin, they twist. This is the first one that's spun. And the reason why that's significant is all the other toys I've reviewed, whether they're twisting, whether they're thrusting, whether they're vibrating, they always have a closed insert. And what that does, when you have a vacuum pump, it doesn't pull your dick. It doesn't like, it's not like a penis pump. So you put your dick in a penis pump. And it pulls your dick. And you don't want an erection. You're not trying to masturbate when using a penis pump. Because it kind of hurts. I mean, maybe you're into that sort of thing. But the thing about penis pumps is they're not really sex toys. They're actually stretching your dick. So they don't really work as sex toys because you can't really go in and out because it's just pulling on your dick. And anyway, the reason why this works for sex toys, though, is the insert is closed. And what it does is the suction doesn't pull on your dick, it pulls on the insert, and it makes the insert really tight. And that tightness makes the sex toy feel good. Now, I've also seen toys that twist, so that instead of like pulling and tightening the insert, it just twists the insert to make it feel tighter. I've seen all that. But this one, because this is a spinning toy, so because it spins, it can't be a one-piece insert. It has to be a two-piece insert. Because it wouldn't be able to spin. It could twist, it could thrust, but it can't spin unless it's able to spin. So what this does, and I can't oversell this enough, this is an actual, like, sucking toy that actually feels like, it's more like a penis pump than other suction toys I've used that simply tighten the insert. And it also spins on your dick while it's pulling on your dick. So it's an interesting experience. It feels good, but you need to be a little bit kinky. You need to be into a little bit of pain with your pleasure, because getting your dick sucked into like a pump kind of hurts a little bit, and then it's spinning on your dick as it's pulling. So if you're kinky, if the idea of getting your dick like pulled on as, you know, the thing spinning on your dick, if a spinning sex toy that's also pulling on your dick sounds like a good idea, and it didn't cause any damage or anything, I'm just letting you know, this is a toy for someone who likes a little bit of pain with their pleasure. But let's talk about the features. So there's not much to say. It is a very advanced, it has a nice blue digital display that tells you what setting it's on. So here's the power button. This is the suction. It's like this little, these little three ovals. And then we have the up and down, which is the spin thrust. Now you can use this as just a spinning toy. So you take the cap off. You can see the insert is just a circle. It has a cap insert, which you can take off. I actually really like this cap insert. It has a rigid piece of plastic built into the insert, so it won't slip through. This won't like fall into the toy, but it's also really easy to take off because the only rigid part is this middle part here. Anyway, now you can see the inner chamber. Okay, so this is a fully functional. I mean, it's not the most powerful. It's not the most crazy spinning robot pussy I've ever seen, but it's a functional thrusting spinning robot pussy. Now you hit this other button, and this turns on the suction. And I don't know if I can. Okay, you can kind of, here, I'll put my hand on it. You can actually see the cap insert get sucked into the toy. I'm trying to get you to see the suction by looking at the insert. I don't know if that's coming through in the video. But the insert is getting sucked into the toy as the suction is going, and the inner insert is spinning while the toy is sucking. Anyway, I mean, that's about all there is to say about the toy. It's just hard to demonstrate I'm trying to demonstrate the suction, but it's kind of hard to demonstrate the suction because the insert, it's not that big. Like this cap insert is not that big. And the suction isn't super powerful, but you definitely feel it. Okay, and then of course the spinning, there's like the 4 is the suction setting, the 2 is the spinning section or the spinning setting. So 3 is fast. And then you got like the little patterns. It also can crank. I think it's 6. Yeah, where it goes back and forth. So set this to 6. And then you can set the suction to whatever you want. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Anyway, so that's about all there is to the toy's function. It sucks pretty good. And it spins pretty good. It hurts a little bit, but it feels good. It's a little pleasure, a little pain, a little sugar, a little spice. Let's talk about cleaning. So the inner, this cap insert comes off really easy. Again, I really like this rigid kind of piece of plastic, which keeps the insert from getting sucked down into the toy. So this is really easy to clean up. Now this part, you just twist it, and then this part comes off. So there's a little thing, there's a thing that catches on these nubs, and this part comes right off. You can rinse this out, dry this out really easily. So here's a little bit disappointing. This inner cage doesn't come off, it's screwed in. So you actually have to remove the inner insert, this part, and rinse it out and whatever. You can actually see there's a screw. It's screwed in. I mean, if you have like a precision screwdriver, you could unscrew it. But usually I prefer if these are like clipped in so I can like put, you know, or I could pinch them out if I need to. Because taking the insert in and out is kind of a pain in the ass. Now these gaps in here allow you to use your fingers to pinch and pull the insert down into it. So you just kind of reach down through one of these holes once it gets down sufficiently. And then you could pull it down that way. Or you can just push it down from the top. But there you go. So once you get a handle on it, you can pull it down pretty easily. But it's a little disappointing that you can't take the cage out because that would make cleaning a lot easier. Also, it doesn't look like, let me show you this. There's no kind of waterproof gasket. There's nothing to protect the electronics and mechanisms. And because this is an open toy, so what I mean by that is when you put it all together, okay? So I'm gonna put this all together. All right, so I'm thrusting, you know, there's lube, there's cum, there's all kinds of fluids happening. There's a gap here. So if this was a single toy with like a one piece insert that was smushing or something, that would be different. Because this is two inserts, you have the cap insert and you have the spinning insert. There's a gap where fluids, lube, cum, whatever, can get down into this chamber and drip down into the mechanisms and damage the toy permanently. So make sure you're always holding it down. Always hold it down. That way no fluids flow up into the mechanism. I would have liked to see some type of waterproof gasket to protect the mechanism, but that's the only criticism I really have for this toy. It's very well constructed. And there's no reason to hold it like this anyway because the controls are all facing this way. So you intuitively want to hold it this way anyway. I'm just letting you know that there's no waterproof protector in the electronics or mechanism. So make sure you don't hold it like this where like cum and lube is dripping down into the toy because you could permanently damage it. But it's pretty easy to clean aside from that. Of course, like it would have been better if the cage actually can come out instead of it being screwed in. But as you saw, I could take the insert out, put the insert back in, not a big problem. So it felt really good, but it's a toy I'd only recommend for someone who likes a little pain because the suction doesn't feel like normal suction toys where the insert tightens. It actually sucks your dick into the toy like a penis pump. So it's a little painful. There's different settings. You can set it to a lower setting where it's not sucking as hard. And it did create an interesting contrast because the spinning part is far from the most powerful spinning robot pussy I've ever used. It was a pretty, you know, low to mid-level spinning robot pussy combined with the suction of a penis pump. So it's like sucking your dick in as it's spinning on it. It was definitely an interesting experience. So it's a very interesting experience, which you should at least try. And luckily, I have a 20% off coupon code if you're interested in trying this toy. So it's normally $120. It's on sale for $109.69. Now, I'd say this type of toy is appropriately priced at around $100. It's got some good features. It's pretty advanced. With the 20% off coupon code, it's under $100. So it's a good deal. So check it out. Save 20%. Also, my coupon code worked for the whole site. So if you don't like this toy, you might want to check out the other toys they sell on X-Space Cup. And they have a lot of good ones, by the way. X-Space Cup, they don't sell the bull crap. They sell the good stuff. So save 20% on anything on the store. But if you're interested in this toy, check out the link in the description. Just replace the word dot with an actual dot because they won't let me post URLs on YouTube. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, X-Space Cup, for sending me this toy. Very interesting. Check it out. Save 20%. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.